Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star.
This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Welcome, all you horny motherfuckers, to another week of the truth front and back. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. And my lovely co-host is Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello.
How are you, Karen?
I am doing great. Doing very well. How are you, Miss Desiree?
I am hanging in there.
You're hanging in there.
I am, literally. So are you ready for your vacation?
I am ready for my vacation, definitely. So Saturday, I leave for Europe. I will be headed to London, and then Paris, and then Milan, and then home. So I'm looking forward to that. And I also wanted to let you guys know, there is a really, really cool new YouTube show with me on. It's called Snacks, S-N-A-X-X-X. And Desiree, I should actually give you their info. It's just me reviewing snacks from around the world. So, and it's a bunch of different porn stars, not just me. That might, you know, get a bit boring. So it's all me.
So what do you do?
So, basically, they just, I think it was like 3 or 4 different snacks, and it's like all in like Korean and Russian. You really don't know. I mean, you can see what it looks like, but you really don't know what it is, and they just have you taste it and kind of like review it. And some of them were pretty good, and then some of them, like, they had me taste roasted dried squid, and that was probably one of the most disgusting things I've ever eaten. I like calamari, but this was like,
that sounds gross.
Mean, it smelled like a girl, you know, downstairs if she's on her period, and it kind of tasted
like
that
mouth?
Too. So,
did you put that in your mouth?
I had one bite of it, and I was like, I'm good. I can tell you, it's disgusting. And it was some good ones. There was like it was kind of like, it wasn't a fudge stick. I mean, obviously it wasn't called a fudge stickle, but it tasted like a fudge stickle.
Ew.
You guys should check it out. There's a link to it on my Twitter page at Sexy Karen Fisher. And there's a bunch of other chicks just tasting different snacks. It's just something funny and fun, and it's free. So if you're bored, check it out.
You always entertain us, Karen.
I try to be entertaining.
So let's get to the porn news.
Yes.
Quite some interesting stuff that I saw on XBiz.
What did you see? Tell us about it.
Well,
I want to know.
Well, I know you wanted to talk about you said that Alabama's 40% porn tax?
Yeah, Alabama Senate rejected a 40% porn tax. So I
guess it was defeated.
Yeah, it was defeated. So, but earlier, the Alabama House Ways and Means Committee passed it. So, and then the Senate just struck it down. So they were trying to impose a 40% porn tax in an effort to close a $200 million budget deficit. But it was struck down, so don't fear, my porn fans. You will not be expected to pay the 40% porn tax. That's insane, though. Like, I don't know anything else that is taxed at 40%.
No,
what did you say, nigga?
Insane. I don't know. Like, that seems crazy. That's
so
insane. But
yeah, thank goodness it didn't pass.
Yeah,
and
then what else did you want to talk about? You said there was a naughty school teacher.
Yeah, there was an Ohio school teacher. She resigned from her job after it found, you know, it was discovered that she had been doing camp shows on myfreecams.com. So that's kind of sad. Her name's Kristen Sunderland, and she's from Ohio. And she was an assistant band director at the Kent City High School in Ohio. And she had to resign.
I don't think it should matter as long as she's not like doing anything inappropriate, you know, with the kids, what she does on her downtime.
Well, no, and then one of the girls she had cammed with said, you know, she did nothing wrong, broke no laws, and at all times performed during her using her alias. So, you know, teachers are adults and they're allowed to have life outside of being a teacher. But I do, you know, it is tough if you do work with kids. You just can't do adult. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I just think that's one of those things. You just can't get away with it. Not saying it's right, I'm saying that's how it is. That sucks for her. So maybe she'll have a budding career as a cam girl. I'm sure she'd actually make more doing that than being assistant band director.
I would
think. Yeah, I would think so too. And then Vicky Vett from V&A offered to build her a website. So that'll be kind of interesting. Maybe she will be having her own porn site soon.
Oh, yeah, she'll probably get offered. Maybe, like, Brazzers or Bang Bros might offer her a scene.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. They were going to try and play off this publicity. So we'll see. We'll see what happens for Kristen. Good luck to her. That's a very unfortunate situation.
Very, very bad and very sad. But, you know, she'll make more money, like you said, in the adult industry anyway, so.
Yeah, it's just kind of lame, but whatever. It is what it is. There are just certain careers. it's really hard to get away with doing adult because when people find out, they just flip out. It's
but no one found out about your other job?
Oh, as a minister, no, no. Or a nun, no, nobody's found out. No, but seriously. Oops, I just told everyone. Now everybody knows.
That's okay. Your Pope's in town, so he'll forgive you.
He'll give me forgiveness. Wonderful. So my last story, which actually is the most exciting story to me, is a new release from Burning Angel. They released their Ronda Rousey porn parody. It's titled Ronda Arouse Me, Grounded and Pounded. So it's available through Mile High. I'm not in it. You know what? Joanna Angel was actually our guest a few weeks ago, and I guess
yes.
you weren't here for that show. Yeah. So I think she mostly shoots like tatted up chicks, and I don't have any tattoos, so I'll probably never be in a movie for her. But it sounds really interesting. I can't talk. It sounds really interesting. And it's available through Mile High Media.
Awesome. So the nominations are done. So you know everything was nominated a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't even know that. You know what? I had my own drama going on. I didn't even know the nominations were out.
Yeah, they were out for like Free Ones and all the X-Biz and ABN, I guess. And so, you know. I'm sure our lovely publicist promoted us. So, yeah, so that's over. So hopefully we'll find out soon. We'll find out next year. But.
Okay, so they haven't been released yet. They've been submitted for, like, review.
No, they submitted for the noms, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not holding my breath. I'll probably, we'll see. I should be nominated for, like, every single award, but I probably won't be, including the categories I didn't even, like, I'm not even eligible for. They should just nominate me for, like, everything, but anyways.
Did you also read about the porn news of the anti-porn sheriff claims, faces cyberbullying arrest?
No. What count is that? Did you say he's a Florida sheriff? Is he a Florida sheriff?
Anti-porn sheriff.
Do you know what county he's from? Or does it say?
It's from Lakeland County, Florida, but we're about
yes.
to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Hey!
Ooh, welcome back. You're listening to Trista and back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host, sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
I was trying to think of a booby name for you real quick, but I couldn't think of it off my head.
I do it all the time. Don't even worry about it.
All right. So tonight we have lovely Jordan Lux.
Jordan Lux. Yay.
The BBW.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie, how are you? Welcome to the Truth Find Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So how long have you been in the business, dear?
Well, I cammed on Chatterpate for like a year, not real serious, between 2012 and 2013. Moved from Colorado to the Midwest, took a break. In April, just thought I would start a Twitter account, change my stage name, hadn't really decided what I wanted to do. And I started my Twitter, and less than 24 hours later, I had an email from SCORE asking me to come shoot with them. So actually, I've only been in since April now, but been going pretty fast.
Oh, wow. I love SCORE. We've all shot for SCORE, myself
yes.
and Karen.
They
yes,
are so fun.
They are.
They are very, very, very fun to work with. It was not what I expected. That's definitely for sure. When you watch porn and then you do porn, it's certainly eye-opening.
Yeah, totally. And then you also shot for Plumper Pass?
I did. I did a month in between. So I shot with SCORE the end of May, and then I shot with Plumper Pass the end of June.
Awesome, awesome. So that's the only two companies you shot with so far?
So far. I have a couple of other companies that I've been working on dates with, trying to get in with Evil Angel and Rodney Moore. I will be going back to SCORE in about a week and a half, actually, kicking it up a notch, going to do something I've never even done in real life before. So that will be very
really
interesting.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually going to be going to L.A. mid-October to shoot with Jeff Models.
Awesome. So what are you doing that you haven't done in your personal life? Can you tell us?
Yeah. I want
to know. I'm actually going to be doing a BBG scene. I've never been with just two guys at one time, so that'll certainly be different.
That is different. You have one up on me because I've never did that. Karen, have you?
Really? You never have, Desiree?
No.
You're acting like it's like I should know that. Okay. Well, I have.
You have?
All your porn scenes, you're right. No, you know what I have? I did one for my site, and I did one for Reality Kings MILF Hunter. Actually, you know what? I'm not a big fan of, I don't like two guys. I like girl, girl, boy. But I don't like Desiree's not into the pussy at all. So I like girl, girl, boy, but boy, boy, girl, like I don't do anal, so I'm like, what do I do with this extra dick? But I mean, it wasn't awful, and maybe you'll
you
think
put
it's
it
fun.
In your mouth.
So
you know,
mouth,
it's so funny.
In the pussy.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
While you're getting fucked, to try and suck a dick while you're getting fucked. Like, it's just, I don't know. I guess I'm not a very good multitasker.
It's funny because I'm actually married, and my husband and I swing in real life. So we've done orgies. We've done, like, full swap where, you know, we've got another husband and wife. And then we've had a polyamorous relationship where we had a live-in girlfriend because I'm pretty much gay. like I'm like 25% straight. So even when we do like swinging, it's fun like to play with another guy, but typically it's like the wife I'm after and the guy is just kind of there. So it's definitely going to be different. I've never, you know, in my real life thought, oh, you know, I want two dicks at one time. So it's definitely going to be fun, but certainly I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
when you guys swing, have you ever had any issues, you know, like your husband creeping around with the other girl or?
Never anything. No, it's, I think sometimes people who haven't been in the lifestyle, they maybe have a different view of what it is. Like it's, a lot of people think it's like legal cheating, you know, it's okay to go fuck somebody else. But we, besides when I shoot content at an actual, you know, production company, I don't shoot any other content with anybody but my husband. And when we swing, we only swing same room together. And everything's very out in the open, you know, even phone conversations. Typically we'll do like group chats with everybody in the same chat. So everyone kind of, it's kind of like the fun of being really slutty with other people, but together, you know, so you can explore those fantasies, but it's very open. And at the end, even if we go swing, you know, when we come home at the end of the night, it's very intimate. It's just us two and, you know, it's fun.
Awesome. Well, I only asked that because I had a friend that decided to have a girlfriend or bring home another girl and to spice up the relationship. And then she found out a couple weeks later, since she gave him the green card, they were end up fucking on the side.
Yeah,
that
sucks. I've had a lot of people who've had that happen to them too, and it's definitely, it puts a damper on the situation. It goes from fun to bad real quick, but I'm lucky. We certainly haven't had any of those concerns or issues. It's always just real fun. Even when I go shoot, thing I do in the morning when I wake up is get on Skype with my husband, and he takes a shower with me, and I say, okay, love you, bye. I turn off Skype, I go shoot, I come back, get to the hotel room. First thing I do is I re-Skype him, and we spend the night together watching TV, eat dinner, and then I put myself to bed and say goodbye, and we're always very connected.
Awesome, awesome. So
what
are
kind
you
doing
any BBC videos?
She
no,
always asks
that.
No,
nope, not yet.
Well, I have a fan asking that in the chat room, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, whatever,
you know.
Desiree, don't lie.
I'm a fan, Karen.
I have a quick sorry, this is Karen. I have a question for you. I want to find out, so since you started doing movies, has your husband, like, has he gotten jealous or has it caused any problems in your relationship?
It hasn't caused any problems whatsoever, actually. I think in an odd way, he thinks it's really fun. When we swing, typically, you know, it's not something I go out and tell everybody in my everyday life, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I think everybody has that privacy factor. But when we meet couples one-on-one and we're swinging, it is something that I tell because I feel like it's an important thing for them to know. And I think he kind of is like, yeah, like that's my life. You can go watch that now. So I think he kind of thinks it's fun. When we went to BBW Con, he got to meet like Kimmy Kaboom and Sapphire BBW, who Sapphire he's watched literally for 15 years. My husband and I are 14 years apart, so he's much older than me. But he, you know, has been obsessed with her since she started, and he's actually chatted with Sam38G, and so he's like really kind of enjoyed it.
Awesome. So are you going to Exotica in New Jersey in November or AVN?
I would love to go to AVN. I haven't made that plan 100% official yet. I was actually going to go to Exotica in Chicago this year, but unfortunately I had a family emergency happen and I literally canceled that week I was supposed to go. So next year when it comes closer to me, I certainly would love to go, but I won't be able to attend New Jersey, unfortunately.
That sucks. Oh, not missing anything anyway.
There'll be other years, you know.
I had a couple friends who went to Exotica in Dallas and went to the one in Chicago, and they said it was fun, but it wasn't what they expected, and they said there was a lot of people, but everyone's kind of all over the place, and I think it'd be something fun to experience no matter what the outcome is. I don't go places with expectations because you always end up disappointed.
So what can the fans look forward to in the next couple of months from you?
My personal site will launch finally. I am very OCD, so I'm making sure everything is perfect before it comes out. But when it launches, I'll certainly announce it on Twitter, but it will just be jordanlux.com. And there'll be lots of, obviously, content that I've created and photos and stuff that I've created to sell. And then lots of, professional content coming out over the next couple of months. I'll be going back to Plumper Pass in November as well. So through Christmas, at least 10 more scenes should be coming out live. So a lot of saturation in the porn market.
That's a lot of fucking. And then how big are your tits? Someone else wants to know.
Well, I've always worn a 40G, but when I went to PBWCon, one of the girls, Lucy Lenore, she wears a 36J, and I was like, there's no way your tits are bigger than mine. So in the spirit of the event, I had to try it on, and it fit perfectly. So now I feel like I should probably go get resized. So we'll go with the G, but who knows?
I get that. Yeah, I have to get resized too. Karen too, right, Karen?
I just cram them in my bra regardless. If they get bigger
that's
or smaller.
How I feel too.
Yeah. I'm like, I like this bra. I'm going to wear it anyways. That's my philosophy anyways.
All right, so you want to do your shout-outs, baby?
I would love to. I definitely wanted to give a shout out to Jeff Models. I know he is a personal fan of Karen, so he asked that I said hi to her and make sure that I let people know to watch out for my scenes coming out with him. I'm shooting with him mid-October. And I would love to do a shout out to a couple people who've personally helped me, like Sinful Celeste and Kimmy Kaboom, Nikki Wilder, Pierced Cherry, Plumper Pass, and of course Score. All of them have just been really pivotal in everything, and of course my porn Yoda Sam 38G has been nothing but helpful as well. So all
she's
of
awesome.
Those people have really helped me. Yes, she's amazing.
Did you say porn yoga?
Porn Yoda, like the little green guy from Star
Yoda.
Wars.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I am a super nerd, so the nerd came out in me a bit.
Awesome, awesome. But I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was very fun.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Truth Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah. keys to Rome. So I want you to touch me. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting kind of close. I'm feeling it. You like that? I like it too. Yeah. Petite freak in my sweet puffin' purple swishes. I pull it up, you drink it down without a hiccup. About to staple my love to your middle and pin up. This ain't an accident, how we in the bed bent up. Remember, you show your tattoos, that's how the naughty starts. Stroke my papers, girl, let's do some body art. About to take my seat. Enjoy your concert, a superstar. I'm exploring your space with my rocket launcher.
It looks like me and you. Kids, come put your legs up. Yeah, we touch it. In a room with a view, faded imagination. Where's the camera? Yeah, we touch it.
We burn it instant slow.
Welcome back to the Truth Fighting Back on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Duzilla, and my lovely Boobalicious co-host is Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello.
Boobalicious. That's your new name. I'm Boobzilla and you're Boobalicious.
Okay. That's a good idea.
All right. So I think we should just do it like that.
Boobzilla and Boobalicious. Okay, it's official.
It's official. All right, and our lovely next guest is Lily Lovely, right? Did I say that right, Karen?
I think it's Lila Lovely. Lila Lovely.
Lila Lovely. Another CBW, a legend, right? That's what you tweeted to her?
I think I said that about Jordan Lux, but I said she was a BBW sensation. That's what she's a BBW sensation. Yeah, you know what,
awesome.
Actually, I was looking at her photos, and I think she kind of looks like me, like we could be sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
really?
Yeah, like look at her photo, like look at her pictures. I think we're both blonde. I mean, of course, there's a lot of blonde women, but I think we kind of look alike. I don't know. Hopefully she doesn't think I'm ugly. And she's like, that bitch keeps saying I look like her. but I think we kind of look alike.
All right. Well, let me see. Let me look at her picture right now. You pull up. Oh, she's shot for Reality King. She's shot for Naughty, I think. No, that's not her. Nope. She's shot for a lot of people, actually, I'm sure.
She said she just started in, like, February, so she's kind of like a newcomer. A newcomer.
Oh. Well, she has a lot of pages on Google for being a newcomer.
That's because she looks like me. I'm just kidding.
I have nothing that's referenced you. It's like, it doesn't say Karen Fisher twins.
Damn, I guess I can't take credit for it. No. She's really pretty though. I mean, I'm just sounding like an asshole. I'm like, she looks like me. She's really pretty. No, but I'm just gonna stop talking. I'm just gonna stop with that.
So, Lila, you're on the line. Say hello.
Hello. Hey, girls.
How are you? Thank you for joining us tonight on Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host is Boobalicious, who is your twin that you didn't know that you had, Karen Fisher.
No, that's awesome. I'm so glad to be on with you, ladies. Thank you so much for having me.
So it's like reuniting two lost sisters.
You know, I have to admit, I kind of thought the same thing looking at her photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's some similarities there,
We're not like twins, but, you know, like, we're not twins, we're just like sisters. Like, I think we kind of look alike.
Totally.
That's what I thought.
Totally.
Like, that chick kind of looks like me. Yay.
That's right.
She must
be
really cool.
Cute.
So how long have you been in the business, dear?
Just a few months. So, yeah, just from, like, since February of this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Almost a full year, almost a year.
Yeah, yeah, just under. So it's been so fun.
And who have you shot with so far?
So just recently I shot with Rodney Moore yesterday. I've shot with Pumper Pass, Score XL, Jeff's Models, and I began working with a small group named Diamond X Media way in the beginning.
Is that Diamond Lou?
What's that?
Is Diamond X Media, are they in Las Vegas? Is that
No, they're in Temecula area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what was your first scene like? Was it horrifying for you?
No.
Was it shocking?
No, it was so fun. I was like, it was so fun, and that's what's kept me in it and kept me going, and just, it's just been really an exciting ride.
So who popped your porn cherry?
As far as talent goes?
Yes. Who was the first guy that popped your porn cherry on video?
Oh, that was Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? You
fucked
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Donald
and the funny thing is, they were neighbors.
Really?
Yeah, so crazy. So, yeah, he popped my cherry. He's my first on-screen male talent, and we happen to live within a block of each other, and that's awesome.
So you guys practice every now and then?
If the moment strikes us, we need to, go over some lines and rehearse.
Now, does Donald Trump, I like his name, by the way, does he look like Donald Trump?
Not at all.
Okay, that's good. I was like, damn.
Thank goodness.
I don't know if that's like a negative towards Donald Trump or Donald Trump.
Well,
no.
Donald Trump isn't exactly good looking. I mean, like,
no.
I don't know.
Donald has way better hair.
Oh, all right. So what kind of scenes do you do? Do you just do regular boy-girl? Do you do girl-girl? Do you do boy-girl? Do you do anal?
Mm-hmm. I've pretty much hit everything so far. Just recently I did my first girl-girl. And that was with Jeff Connells. What's that?
With Lacey Lane?
No, with a model named Angelina.
Angelina.
Yeah, and I don't think she promotes herself too much, but I did a scene with her, and that was my first girl-girl Jeff's Models, like I said. And then we did an orgy a few weeks ago with Jeff's Models, so that was definitely my first time doing that, and that was super fun. We had a great group.
Orgy with, like, a lot of cocks or a lot of pussy or both?
Both. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So, I've never been. So Karen probably had a lot of orgies, right, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have some orgy scenes. Like, back when I started my site, like, back in the day, the whole, like, swinger thing, like, swinger sites were really, really in. Like, so,
right.
You know, I've done a lot of orgies in that scenario
mm-hmm.
for my site. I haven't done one for a really long time, though, and I've never done one for a professional company. I would actually like to do that. I would think it would be fun.
It was super fun. I worked with Lady Lynn and Sweet Cheeks and Apple Bomb. And then as far as the guys, there was Eric John and J. Crew and Chad Diamond.
Right on.
Chad Diamond, you said?
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
What was the last time? What Diamond?
Oh, Chad.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, it was fun. Like I said, it was just the energy and the chemistry between all of the talent was just on point. And even afterwards, the girls were like, you know, that normally doesn't go as well as it just did. So we really got lucky with that.
Right on.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, is that the first time you've ever been with a woman was on camera?
You know, actually, yes, it was.
So what was that like?
You know, it was obviously a little awkward at first, but she was such a sweetheart. You know, I have my girlfriends. We snug. We can, you know, hug and kissy and, you know, be close like that, but I've never, like, been intimate with a woman before that day. So she just really put me at ease, and we kind of hung out before the shoot, and I don't know. I love working at Jeff's Models. He always makes me feel super comfortable, so I'm really just an easygoing girl, and I just had a great time with it.
Awesome.
Right.
So are you
going to
be at AVN this year?
Yeah, I definitely plan on going to the AVN, and I'm going to do some work with Eliza Allure. She's putting together an art show.
Awesome. So,
yeah.
So the fans can look forward to a lot of you on film,
mm-hmm.
and you doing a lot of naughty things. Any interracial scenes or games?
Yeah. I definitely have some interracial stuff out there. I worked with Shane Diesel with Pumper Pass, and that was awesome.
I'm just laughing because Desiree asked everyone that. No, go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right. And then, you had asked about anal scenes, so I do have an anal scene out there as well with Pumper Pass.
Oh, Karen's going to do an anal scene tomorrow, right, Karen?
Ooh.
No, you know what? That's one thing I'm actually scared to do anal. I've never done an anal scene.
Oh, really?
No, never, ever.
Totally
ever.
Cool. Oh, wow, yeah. It's kind of one of my favorites, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
I
wow.
need some tips. What is the secret to doing a good anal scene, like having good anal sex? You need to teach me. I need help.
Yeah, you just have to, like, relax. No, you just have to, like, enjoy. Like, don't, you know, just go with it. Like, you just have to relax your body and just have fun and don't overthink it.
That's hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Okay.
Thank you, Anal,
and
I'm not a big fan of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it's just kind of one of those things. Either you love it or you hate it, maybe, right?
Yeah, so it's like I would choose that over doing a girl-girl scene. If they said, hey, Desiree, I need you to do a girl-girl scene, I said, I actually would rather do anal.
Oh, yeah. I would choose the same way.
But I'm not a big fan of anal, though.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts. And guys go buck crazy. They think that it's a pussy and they can just slam into it, you know? You've got to work your way in.
Oh, yeah. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh, so you let them slam in. Oh, no.
Yeah, see, I'm that girl.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, ouch. See, I mean, I would actually love to get into more of the kink fetish. I'd love to get in with kink.com and do more work like that. But you don't see a lot of the BBWs doing that kind of BDSM stuff. But I would love to see some of that happen in the next year.
How tall are you?
You could also do your own for your site, you know?
For sure.
I was actually messaging with her earlier, telling her, that having a good site would be good. And then also, are you tall? Are you a tall woman?
Yeah, I am.
So, so guys, sorry, I keep interrupting you.
Yeah.
I'm good at that. So But I was going to say, just a lot of men, because I'm tall too, right? So you could do like a lot of giantess fetish. I mean, you don't need to be tall for this, but like ass smothering, tit smothering. So I definitely think there's a lot of fetishes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I've just been trying to navigate all that.
Yeah, there's Karen Fisher fetishes.
Yes, there is.
I bet there are.
I'm just kidding.
What is your Twitter? I'm sorry, Karen. What is your Twitter? Someone's asking.
Yeah, it's Lila_lovely XXX.
Okay, go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Damn you. No, I was going to ask you, so what made you decide to get into porn? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing, right? I just recently moved back to Southern California. I was looking for random work, came across this ad, looking for models, any age, any size, and I just kind of, it just intrigued me. And I'm, like I said, I'm a very open-minded person. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to go and check this out. And I called them. I felt super comfortable. I did it. And I was like, you know, I really feel like this is something that I could do. And at my age and my size, I'm like, damn, if I can do this, it makes me, the positivity I feel and the feedback I get, it's so awesome. It's so cool.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you're having fun.
Yeah, for sure.
She's a freak.
I am.
But we all are, so.
That's right. Like, I'm just saying, who isn't?
That's right. Yeah, it's like, why hold back, you know?
I'm not.
Yeah. Yes, you are. You're the biggest freak of all. And apparently, you're obsessed with BBC.
Hey,
Because every guest
it's so good, though.
I'm like, she must love the BBC.
She must have your own BBC, Karen.
What?
Gotta love it.
There's nothing wrong with BBC. You know, when we're at conventions, all the male talents that are BBC, they all come up to us and like, hey, when are we and Karen gonna do a team together? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll work that out, Desiree. I'm like, you know that I don't come to L.A. very often, and Karen doesn't go to New York, and you know, so everyone's based in L.A., so it's like, you know, or Vegas. And
it's
kind of hard to shoot at ABN because we're all going in different directions.
Everybody's so busy, yeah.
Right. Everyone's so busy. We have so many interviews to do, and I know our publicist is, you know, she tortures us during that week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I'll tell a quick funny story. Last year when we had to walk the red carpet, she's like, Where are you? And I'm like, I'm about to walk up to a bar. And she's like, no, you're not. Get in line right now. And I'm like, but I need a drink. And she's like, Desiree, no, you get a drink when you get when you walk the red carpet. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I need a drink right now.
I need it now.
Right. Yeah, it's busy. I mean, I went to BBW Con and it was so hectic. I was exhausted by the end of it.
I know. Well, how was that? What is that? Like, I've never actually even attended or even went to it to just check it out.
I think it was like the first year of that particular event. And it was really cool. It was really fun. Me being new, it was just super cool to, like, meet all the other girls in the industry and just get a better feel of, like, what it's all about and what other people are all about. And that's when I worked with Plumper Pass when I was out there in Vegas. Worked with, Diamond Lou. And, yeah, it was more about networking for me.
Awesome. So, actually, we have to take a caller real quick. Okay. It's Karen is one of your people. Karen from a very cold 904. Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Speak up, sweetie. Can't hear you.
Yeah, we can. We can
hear
you. Sorry.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Much better. You have a question for Karen?
Yeah. Like, can you tell us like something that you did that was fun recently?
Like what? Well, like what kind of? Well, you know what? Actually, I will say. Last week, I did a really hot fucking scene with, Rob Piper. Is that his name? Rob Piper and Brooke Wild. It was a hot, like, what's all that, like, rustling? Through the background. it was a...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Sorry, no, it was just distracting. That's okay. It was just like a smoking hot boy-girl-girl scene with Brooke Wild and Rob Piper. So that was probably like the most exciting thing I've done recently.
You know, we saw him with him. You know that, right?
What?
We saw him at the XRC
host. You know, it's so funny because he barely talked to me there. And then, so I thought he didn't even know who I was. And then I see him there and he's like, oh, I've been wanting to work with you for such a long time. You're so beautiful. I was like, oh, okay, awesome. Because I didn't even think he barely knew. You know what I mean? He was kind of like, not rude, but he just seemed disinterested. So when he was all like...
No, I think that night he was pretty busy because he was being pulled in all different directions, you know, because he just was nominated for ABN Male Performer.
Yeah.
So.
No, but he was really, really... Him and Brooke Wild, they were just really good to work with. I would definitely love to work with both of them again. There's, you know, I will say, I said this on Twitter, too, that after my shoot, I personally, in my opinion, I get, like, after a really, really good porn shoot, I get, like, a really high, like, a high. You know, like it's the,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just feel like amazing.
BBC, that's why you got high. You got
to- I knew he was going to say that because he loves the BBC and she can't stop talking about it. Not that I don't like the BBC, but I don't love it to the degree that she does. She's a true BBC lover.
That's what
anyway.
It is. Hashtag Karen BBC.
So, did that answer your question?
He dropped off.
Okay. What's all that rustling? I was like, what's he doing? What's going on? Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Karen, you're the only one that can pull stuff off like that because I can definitely not pull stuff off like that.
So it was great.
Oh,
he's like, wait, what is that sound?
Well,
oh
my rustling, gosh. Like he's in a windstorm, or he's like, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't think it was a windstorm, but it sounded like windstorm. Anyways.
Lila, sorry about that. Will it be your shout out, baby?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to do my first shout out to Jeff's Models. That's who I primarily work with. So you can go to his site and see a lot of my work there. Go check out that first girl scene of mine. That orgy should be coming out pretty soon. So that'll be another hot one to watch. I just had scenes released, I believe, today on Score. So please go look at those. And check out those Pumper Pass scenes, too. Those are some hot BBC scenes.
BBC, who would you work with?
That's right. I worked with Shane Diesel, and I worked with Carlo Carrera.
Dominican guy?
Yeah.
I heard he was hot. No. Was he hot?
So hot. Oh, my God, you guys. The hottest.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, super tall, and I love that.
Yeah.
So, I like tall guys too.
Mm-hmm. Being tall, you know, it's that's nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I was supposed to do a tune with him, but that didn't happen. But that's another story. Stay tuned to next week. I might talk about it. But we got to wrap things up, sweetie. But thank you for joining us on the Truth Button back here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good
night,
girl.
Have a great night.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right. Boobalicious.
All right. Boobzilla. We did it.
We did it. Another night. Boobalicious and Boobzilla.
Boobzilla. You're hey, did you want to talk about that? Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I'm interrupting.
No, it's fine. You wanted to talk about the sheriff? Oh, yeah.
Or did you want to?
No.
I'd like to hear about.
This sheriff is very in Polk County, Florida. I don't know if you go to Florida or if you really up to date on things that happen on the East Coast. He's very known. He doesn't like girls that come and do any escorting, but he is facing charges for cyberbullying. Oh, wait. Anti-porn sheriff faces claim and cyberbullying arrest. Yes. A 12-year-old girl, she was an escape goat. So, I think I remember what happened. I don't know if you, it's really not porn related. I don't know why.
Well, it's still interesting.
It is. So, basically, this girl tormented this other girl on social media, and I guess she went up on the top of a silo and jumped.
Oh, shit.
And killed herself. Yeah, and killed herself. So now he made a statement saying that this girl that provoked this other girl to commit suicide is basically, he's going to basically make her pay for it. So he has a big, big mouth. Just look into it. It's on that X-Biz. So,
I'll check it out.
He's a very bad, bad person. Never want to run into him down in Florida.
I will definitely say Kimberly Cupps, I don't know how many of you know who she is. She's kind of like old school back. She's from back in the days when the really, really huge, huge implants were like a big thing and a lot of girls had them. She's been around for a long time. Really nice lady. Her and her husband, they were just shooting porn, just like regular boy-girl porn, nothing crazy or outlandish. They were like charged with felony counts from that guy. Like he raided their home with a SWAT team. She was all over the newspapers just for shooting. I mean, for a man and a woman having sex on camera, like all, you know, that just seemed crazy to me. So I'm not a big fan of him.
That's insane. That's insane. But
thank goodness the charges were dropped, but, I mean, she still had to go through all that. It was really hard on her.
It was. But, so, you know, this past couple weeks or this past couple days, I was tweeting out about this guy that he's been trying to book me for a shoot the past couple months, and I answer him, but we go in to set up the date. I go get tested, everything, right? So the day before the shoot, I don't hear from him. It's like cricket. So he said some things came up, and then we were supposed to reschedule today, and haven't heard from him. So I put this guy on blast. So I'm looking it up right now. His name is Power Rangers. Alan Lieberman from New Jersey XXX Models at Yahoo.com. If he ever emails you or anyone else that's listening or girls that are trying to get into the business because he's a smaller company, do not shoot with him. He's very unprofessional.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, so he thought, like, you know, he could do that twice and thinking I wasn't going to say anything. Guess what? Wrong person.
I'm retweeting that right now as we speak. Ah, in your face, Alan Lieberman.
You big dummy.
All right, so until next week, all you horny motherfuckers, tune in to Boobzilla and Boobalicious. On the
yeah.
Fun Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't pay my bills, can't pay my telephone bills, can't pay my automobile, anything maybe we can chill.
Hey.
I don't think you do. Sorry, you and me are new.
Feeling like a boss bitch. Feeling like a boss bitch.